You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Such a shock for whether that she was informed that it was taking place. So now we have to see why Aqidat Yitzhak took place. What was the reason that Aqidat Yitzhak took place? What was the purpose of Aqidat Yitzhak? Right, that's one of the reasons that Hashem planned to put Abraham Avinu Alav Shalom through this process. But what was it exactly? Was it punishment? Why Hashem tested Abraham Avinu? Right, but he went through nine already. Well, how come this exact one? How does Aqidat Yitzhak start? The chapter that we go through every morning. How does it start? What's the first pasuk? What does that mean?
The Satan came to Hashem.
No, what does the pasuk mean? Vayhi ahar hadavarim, these matters. What matters? What matters? It says, after these matters, then it says, Ha'idokim tested Abraham. So what matters? Ah, okay. I'm sorry.
Ah,
very nice. Very good. So Rashi HaKadosh tells us two matters that took place. Rashi HaKadosh says, at the time that Abraham Avinu celebrated, this is Beyom Higamer Yitzhak, right? So when Ibn Sholam gave him such a gift, baby boy, after 75 years, so at the age of two, Abraham Avinu Alav Shalom celebrated, right? Invited everybody and so on. So now, at the occasion, also Satan came in the form of a poor man. So Abraham Avinu Alav Shalom was busy, so he didn't pay attention, you know, to the poor man. So the Satan went to Hashem and said, look, you know, you gave Abraham such a gift, but he doesn't care about a needy person. So Hashem said, if I would ask him to bring his son for me, he will do it. So that's one thing. The other thing was that Ishmael was bragging to Yitzhak Avinu that at age of 13, he observed the mitzvah. Age of 13, you know, it's not an easy thing. So Yitzhak Avinu told Ishmael, what did he tell him? If Hashem asks me to bring myself for him, I will do it. Good? So now here, that's what exactly the quote here is, that after these matters, then Hashem tested Abraham Avinu. So now the party was at age of, Yitzhak, how old was he?
Two years old.
Aaron and his heart, what? At age of?
37.
So you deduct two from 37, how many you get?
35.
How many?
35.
So that means at the time that Satan went to Shamayim and complained that Abraham ignored him, 35 years later, Hashem tested Abraham. Make sense? 35 years?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. You expect when the Satan went up to Shamayim and complained to Hashem, that, you know, Avraham Avinu has ignored him. When should Hashem punish Avraham?
Right away.
No.
No, it's not how Hashem is working.
I'm sorry?
This is not how Hashem is working. It doesn't finish right away. It always gives.
35 years?
Yeah.
So now, we didn't know this till now. You've just found out. Because when people like say, ouch, you don't know what I'm going through. So it sounds like what? What does it sound like? It sounds like, right, but it sounds like that Hashem really is banging on their head right away for whatever that maybe they have done. But here we see an unbelievable thing, that Hashem Yitbarach waited 35 years to bring about whatever that, Avraham Avinu had to go through. So now here we see an unbelievable thing, that the Rachamim of Ribono Shel Olam, it's so unbelievable that he has such a patient. 35 years to wait for whatever that needs to come about. So now here, actually, anytime that we feel that we're going through the hardship, so believe, what do we believe when we go through the hardship?
We did something long time ago.
So that means Hashem, Chas v'Shalom, is not punishing somebody without a reason. So if he goes through the hardship, so that means something needs to be fixed. But the point of matter here is that how long Hashem has waited to bring this punishment, so years and years and years and years maybe, right? Yeah. So that's what the proof that we see here, that Ribono Shel Olam waited 35 years to punish or to test Avraham Avinu Alav Shalom. Vehi achar advarim ha'ele. What devarim? For whatever that went wrong. But Hashem waited so long to bring the punishment. Yes. Yeah, that's how Hashem treats with us, all the time. That of course we always have a chance. But the point of matter here is, sometimes we're not really aware that maybe we commit the wrong thing, or maybe we feel what is a big deal, or maybe that's how it happens. It's natural. It's normal that people go through these things. So that means many times we don't want to accept that Ribono Shel Olam has supervision on every aspect of our life. So now it's a very interesting therapy. Maybe you heard about it. It's called PEC. You heard about it? No? It's a therapy of PEC. And that's how it works. You get a pot, you have a pot at home, and you do it tonight. Yes? You get a pot and put some water in there, and then you turn off the fire, and then after a little bit, what do you see? It's gonna boil. It's gonna boil. So now, the first step is a pea. You put a potato in there. Potato. And then you wait a little bit, and what happens to potato? It breaks, right?
Yeah.
It breaks. So then take the potato out. Now they eat. You put the egg in there. Then you wait. So what happens to the egg?
It gets hard.
Egg becomes hard. Very good. So now it's a C turn. You put some coffee in there, in the boiling water. What happens to it?
The water dark.
It becomes dark. It's dark. So now here the therapy is teaching us that you have a choice to be P or a E or a C. So when the circumstances is boiling, you can be a potato or an egg or
coffee.
What does that mean? So that means in the boiling circumstances, you can just, what happened to the potato?
Blade.
It fell apart. Or the egg, what happened to the egg?
Hard.
It becomes hard. And then the sea is?
You get mixed with it and you could drink it.
What happens to the water?
It melts, it gets dark.
Dark. So that means, Hasu Shalom, Khalil Abbas, if you feel you want to be a coffee, you make everything black, dark, dark. And that's what exactly the task here is.
What's the best here?
The egg. That's why actually, in a little bit, we're going to celebrate a very, very special festival. It's called Pesach. That's why we have the egg on our tray. Why? Because the egg represents when things become boiling, you have to be like an egg to become hard. Not to fall apart like a potato and then make everything black like a coffee. You have to be like an egg. You have to be solid. You have to be hard. And now, Chas v'Shalom, break apart. That's what the Yehudi is all about. So now, the solution for this matter here is, it's good to have an egg in your pocket to remind you that when things have become tough and rough, and hard, that you should, Chas v'Shalom, not fall apart. You have to become strong and realize, you know, the only reason that you're going through this to make you
strong.
That's the only purpose. And it starts from the house. At the house, you have to make sure that it's boiling. Circumstances, it's only and only, like let's say, if you like to have some shakshuka, especially on Sunday morning.
Yeah.
Yeah. If the oven is not on, can you make a shakshuka?
No way.
No. So the only way to have the egg with the taste of Shabbat, how do you call it in Persian?
Shabbat.
Exactly. You need hot water. You need boiling water. And that's how it is. That in life you have to understand the only reason that Hashem placed you in boiling circumstances to make you
strong.
That's it. And he see the Rachamim of Ribbono Shel Olam, how long he waits and waits and waits and waits. Aqidat Yitzchak took place 35 years later. 35. And we see such a rachamim that Ibn Shalom has for us. Hashem Yizakenu, Bezat Hashem, to not be PC, only the E. And Bezat Hashem Yizke, Bechodesh Malei Yeshuot, Semachot, Bezat Hashem, Lekol Am Yisrael, Amen Kei Ratzon. Don't forget, Ya'ale Ve'yavo.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.